Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, I'm going to talk to you about something that we've just recently released, an awesome experience for deploying SQL virtual machines in Azure. And so what this does, it's the SQL VM Management Provisioning Experience System. I don't know what that acronym is. I just read it down. But what it really does is, as you know, through the marketplace experience, I'm going to show you this, and this is the marketplace experience. You can go in and select a whole bunch of options. You know, I want what's my VM name and my size, et cetera. The things that we've added, some very, very cool stuff. First of all, you can now control the connectivity options that you want. And so just with a very simple control, you can decide, do I want to keep it internal based on the VNet only, so sort of behind the firewall, public exposure, and it's just a very simple pull down that you can make these selections and will configure all those rules and all those settings for you. You can also control the storage options, and I'm going to show this to you here in a demo. You can actually go in and configure sort of the size of storage you want. We'll go make the pooling of the disks in the back end for you and configure sort of the performance and the specifics you want on the specifics that you want on the actual running SQL server. And so that will be able to be configured very easily. And again, I'm going to show that to you in a minute. A few others, of course, backup, being able to configure backup, retention policies, and so on. We also have an ability to, of course, add security controls, and you can add sort of what is your sign-in information, and you can even configure a Key Vault-based security mechanism here as well. And so you can sort of set up Key Vault, which is a security solution, passwords, and encryption, and so on that we offer. It's HSM backed, so very, very secure, very, very, very secure. And so obviously that's all integrated there as well. And the other one, of course, is we do offer the ability to choose your patching window and your maintenance window, and you can configure that sort of the time you want to go configure patching. And so all of this now is just kind of this simple experience in the portal. Just click, 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 and away you go. The simplest and fastest way to deploy SQL Server in the cloud. And so what I'm gonna do right now is I'm gonna actually show you a demo of this. So please, come on over with me. So you can see here, I'm currently running the Azure portal, and I'm gonna go in and click new here. And just like usual, kind of go in and click into my compute experience. I'm going to go ahead and see all. And so this will allow me to search for what I want to search for here. So first, obviously, I'll start with SQL Server here. What I'm going to do is, you know, I can search here and you can see a whole bunch of options. So let me actually reduce my search. You can see, can actually go in and there's actually a SQL Server 2016 evaluation copy. So I can go play with that if I want to. In this situation, I'm actually going to do a SQL Server 2014. And I'm going to go in and look at the enterprise version here. Okay, so now that I'm in here and I want to deploy this, I'm going to deploy it through the Resource Manager. And so now I get to the fun part. So first, obviously, the basics. Kind of getting going. So I can configure my name here, Corey VM SQL. Is that okay? Good. My username will be Corey. My password will be, I will not tell you my password. Oh, looks like it doesn't like mine. Okay, and then the resource group, let me just actually rename my VM here. And I'm gonna go West US. Okay, let me click through that. It's checking all my information. Okay, now my size. So what I'm actually going to do, because I would like this to be a premium storage-based SQL Server, let me actually zoom in here and pick that size. So let me go in DS14 as my size. And so this is the recommended size for what I'm trying to do here with SQL. So it's a good one to choose. And so this is going to be premium storage. It's also a very, very large size, lots of memory. And so it allows me to really, really take advantage of the full virtual machine. So you can see here my disk size is already selected as premium SSD. Storage account, it's going to generate it for me for this. It's going to generate my network, some of the starting information. I actually don't need to change anything here, except I am, you know, monitoring is enabled. And right now, since it's the first one, I will not put on an availability set. If I made a second and third one, perhaps then I'd turn on the availability set to make sure it was highly available. That would be definitely what I would want to do. So let me click on that and go through here. Now, this is the fun part, and so this is what I really love. So SQL connectivity right here at the top, and you can see my options here. This is an access level control, and what it really does is it configures the network security groups automatically for me on this deployed virtual machine. So if I say just within the virtual network, it'll lock it down, maybe just the VM, or maybe open to the public internet, and I can kind of configure that, and the network security groups for this virtual machine will be configured automatically. Port, obviously, 1433 for SQL. I am going to enable SQL authentication, and that's going to pick my login name and password. For storage configuration, again, super cool. I can go in here and configure how much space I want, the amount of throughput I'm looking for, and it'll force the sizes to change based on my selection. So if I go to 4, 8, 10 terabytes, that's going to increase my IOPS on top. And so I can also just increase my IOPS, and that'll also increase my size with it. This will actually pool the amount of data disks. And so you can see here, 8 data disks will be added to the virtual machine. This has been calculated as based on the IOPS throughput and storage size you want. It actually reads it back in that voice. And so this now will select that and pool those disks. I can even then optimize the SQL server for how I want it to be configured, data warehousing, transactional processing, or general. And this will actually configure the SQL server to do what I want it to do. So let's do transactional processing. Let's hit OK. So then, like I said, you can do automated patching, and you can select sort of what window you want patching to happen. And so it's enabled, let's say Sunday, 2 a.m., let's say, local time. And the maintenance window is, let's say 90 minutes. So I can configure that and set that up. I can even turn on backup. And so, like I mentioned, you can configure this. You can sort of enable and then set your retention period. How long do you want to keep backup? The storage account it's going to. You can even encrypt it and set the password that you want to. How cool is this? It was cooler when it would accept my password. There we go. And then the final step, like I mentioned, Key Vault encryption. I can go in and actually enable Key Vault encryption, which is that HSM-backed solution, FIPS certified, and put all my secrets in here. This will then allow me to use this for my secrets that are to access this account. And so I'm not going to actually do that this time, but that would be very, very simple. And so away I go. And with that, I can click OK. And I'll see the summary. I could even take a look here and make sure that I've done everything right. Everything's configured as I expect. And I hit OK, and away I go. And with just a few simple clicks, I can now deploy the SQL Server with all those configurations that would have taken me hours and hours to configure. Now, very, very quickly, I'm ready to roll. So I hope you enjoyed this. Please check it out. Spend some time. Go deploy a virtual machine. See how it works. And give us some feedback. Send me the feedback, either #AzureTWC, or you can obviously send the feedback through the portal experience. Lots of options to get this feedback to us. If you're looking for me to walk through other things, explain how other things work, happy to do it. This is all really exciting stuff, fairly new stuff. The SQL team built great work by them. Best place to run SQL in the cloud. This is, of course, on Azure. Hope you enjoyed this. Thanks a lot. Have a good Tuesday. Yes, good. We're good.
You sure?
We're good. Look at the
okay,
green.
That's good.
Do, 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 do. Ready?
Okay, so all right there, do a clap so I can see you. There you go. Thanks.
Now we're set. Wait, I wasn't recording though.
Okay, we'll start the There you go.
Booyah.
So you can take your time and fix that up as you need to. We can just edit it in.
Of course.
But now we're on. I understand
how editing works.
You got it.
That's gonna be the outtakes, isn't it?
You got it.
Okay. What is it called again?